20 ways to raise your vibration today.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hey there, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today we're sharing with you 20 ways to raise your vibration right now, today. You can do this now. This isn't something you have to put off for next week or next month. You can do it now. But why would we want to raise our vibration? We want to raise our vibration because as we raise our vibration, everything below it is available to manifest. In other words, think of it this way. If you're at the bottom of a tree, you just don't have much of a view of anything. In other words, you're in the forest, you have no view. So very little is available to you. You don't know where the good plants are at. You don't know where the dangerous animals are at. But if you climb the tree and go higher and higher and higher up, more of the forest is available to you. And that's the way it is with the law of attraction and your vibration. As you vibrate higher, ultimately to the vibration of unconditional universal love. If you can get to that level and stay there, there is literally nothing you cannot manifest in your world. And I mean that. I stand by that 100%. But people will say, well, Robert, I was vibrating at a feeling of love, but nothing happened, and then I got discouraged. Well, bottom line is you were discouraged all along. You just weren't feeling it at the time. So you weren't truly vibrating at the frequency of love. But we're going to help you do that with these 20 ways to raise your vibration today. Number one, theater of the mind. Theater of the mind is a little technique we came up with many years ago. You go into a movie theater, you visualize it in your mind that you're walking into a theater, you're the only one there, and there on the screen is the life that you want to live. You see yourself in driving the car you want to drive, living in the home you want to live, loving the person you want to love. I mean, you see yourself living the dream, so to speak, okay? And you're just absolutely excited. You're watching this movie, but now feel yourself being drawn into the movie, into the screen. So one moment you are watching yourself, the next moment you are actually in the screen. You are driving the car. You are living in this beautiful home. You are swimming in your swimming pool in the backyard. You are taking your dream vacations. You have a beautiful office. You know, everything you want. Okay, I don't know what you want, but everything you desire is there and you're doing it. So you start off watching it and then you move into becoming it. And as you become it, it becomes easier and easier to practice this simple theater of the mind technique because each time you do it, you strengthen that pathway. You strengthen that neural pathway in your mind. But you also strengthen it in your energy field. And that means that you are closer to attracting exactly what you desire. And you've raised your vibration. Number two is a gratitude journal. I think gratitude is an all-day thing, by the way. You know, and listen, anytime something special is happening in my life, I pause for a moment. And I give thanks. I don't make a big deal out of it. Most people never see it. They don't notice that I'm engaged in gratitude. But it can be a little thing. Like this morning, I was playing with my son on the bed. We were laughing and I was being the monster and chasing him and all of that. And I thought for a moment how grateful I am to have this moment with him. That's all it is. But there's something special about writing gratitude in a journal and adding to that journal every single day three or four or five things that you are grateful for. And pretty soon you start going through the journal and you go, wow, I have so many wonderful things going on in my life. And the very fact that you wrote it down kind of solidified it in your mind and in your energy field. And that, oh yeah, raises your vibration. Take a deep breath. Number three, collect inspiring quotes. I love to collect inspiring quotes. And if you come across a quote that really resonates with you, memorize it and use it from time to time when it's appropriate. But look for quotes in different areas of life that are important to you and collect them. You know, winning is a habit. And unfortunately, so is losing. Vince Lombardi. Inspiring quote. Okay, number four. Get yourself one of these cool adult coloring books. I'm not talking about the old school coloring book. I'm talking about these real intricate coloring books. And have it out on your table or your desk where you can... Sometimes we press so hard in our business and in our life, our relationships, that we need a way to unwind and let the energy flow. Get involved in one of these coloring books. It's absolutely amazing. If you would have told me 5 years ago that this was a great tool, I probably would have denied it. But having used it myself, having seen other people do it, it's incredible. It works. It allows energy to flow. So what I like to do is I'm pressing, I'm pushing, I'm pounding, I'm doing affirmations. And then I just say, oh yeah, let's do some coloring. And I just let it go. And the next thing you know, 30 minutes has gone by. But I've raised my vibration. And as I've raised my vibration, the phone begins ringing, good things begin happening, opportunities begin opening up. It's absolutely amazing.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number five, the fourfold breath. I have taught this a dozen times in this podcast, but I'll do it real quickly right now. In through the nose for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Let it out for 4 seconds out of your mouth. Remain empty for 4 seconds. If you will do that and kind of get into the habit of doing it whenever you feel a little bit of tension, because it will instantly relax you. You see, what it does is it increases your nitric oxide in your blood. And that expands and softens your blood vessels and helps you relax even more. Lowers your blood pressure. So, hey, learn the fourfold breath. Use it with your meditation. Use it all day long, okay? I mean, whenever you need it, there it is. Number six, the power pose. Oh, yeah, I love the power pose. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't attended a Manifesting Beyond Belief where everybody is going crazy doing the power pose, you have missed out on experience. I really mean that. But essentially, you put your legs apart at about a 45-degree angle, barefooted, of course. And you put your arms up at a 45-degree angle. I like to have my hands in a fist, almost like a boxer or an athlete claiming victory. So now you're standing in the figure X, put your head back, you breathe deep, crank up some music, and do this for about 2 minutes. It will increase the nitric oxide in your body big time, but it will also boost up your testosterone and you will feel absolutely astonishing while you're doing it. Feel that ultimate victory of connection with the universe. It's a wonderful technique. I suggest doing it every morning after you get out of the shower. You're nice and clean. You're dried off. Boom. Power pose for 2 minutes. Okay. In the raw, of course. Number 7, pay it forward. Wow. This is a big one. This is huge. Little things that you do for strangers and for other people throughout the day, raise your own vibration. I'm selfish. I want to pay it forward as much as I can because it raises my vibration. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times people think, well, if I do something for someone else, how does that help me? I just told you. It raises your vibration. It moves you up on the tree. You have a wider view of the forest. You can attract more of what you desire. Oh, it's a win. Win situation. Number 8, spend time in nature. We're going to do a whole podcast on grounding, but I think it's absolutely essential to have some time in nature every single week. Number 9, move your body. Oh yeah, move your body. Get one of the videos and dance, those dance videos. But just get your body moving, walking, swimming. I love swimming, riding your bicycle, whatever it is. As your body moves, your energy field expands. As it expands, your vibration opens up. It's a absolutely wonderful experience. But if you're not in the habit of moving your body on a regular basis, on a daily basis, then it will be a little strenuous in the beginning. But stick with it. You're going to feel better. You're going to raise your vibration. You're going to attract more of what you desire. Oh, yeah. Move your body. Number 10, listen to uplifting music. You know, so much of the music today is just down and out. It's nasty. It's the police did this, and my girlfriend did this, and he did that, and I got to knock this guy out. And come on. I know that there's a part of the human nature that enjoys this, but I don't think that's you. Find high vibrational music that you connect to, that inspires you, that makes you feel like you can accomplish or do anything. I think one of the best investments that I have made in the last 10 years is the HomePod by Apple, because the Apple HomePod, it's not just a cheap speaker. It has, I think, 10 speakers in it. And it almost mirrors the sound of a Bose radio. It has very good sound quality. And as they continue to progress the programming, you'll be able to have two of them in kind of a surround sound experience. But it's absolutely wonderful to say, hey, Siri, and boom, there it is, right there. High vibration. We do this every morning. We have a playlist for Julian. And every morning when we get up, when we come downstairs, we hey, Siri, play Julian's playlist. And boom, there it is. We start off with the Mickey Mouse Club and go from there. Okay, high vibration. Number 11 is 528 Hertz meditation. We have a podcast on this. We want you to listen to it every night. I promise you, if you will listen to it for 28 nights in a row, you will notice absolutely astonishing changes in your emotional life and in your love life. John Lennon used the 528 Hertz, and probably his greatest song as an ex-Beatle, Imagine, was written while he was meditating with 528 Hertz. So we have one that's designed for love and relationships and attracting love into your life. Hey, what's wrong with love? Love is a good thing. Listen to it every night. Okay, it's on this channel, Law of Attraction Solutions. Number 12, drink vibrationally charged water. Again, we need to do another podcast on this. I urge you to read and study anything by the late Dr. Emoto on charging water and drink charged water on a regular basis. Fill your house, your room with crystals. Get some nice crystals, learn how to clear them and have them. We're putting new crystals around our house today. It's just a wonderful experience. You can feel the energy shift. I absolutely love it. It will help raise your vibration, and that means you attract more of what you desire. Okay, plants. Plants are living things. They're part of the biosphere. Get plants in your house. Take good care of them. Love them. Treat them as part of the family, and they're going to give off oxygen, and that's a good thing because as they give off oxygen, you are breathing cleaner, fresher air. It's more empowering. Your brain is operating better. It's just a wonderful thing. We have several things in our office that help the air, plants being one of them. So get some plants. Get on a green diet. Now, look, I'm not one of these people that say you have to be a vegan. I'm not a person that says you have to be a vegetarian. But get on a plant-based diet. I like the idea of using meat. And when I say meat, I'm talking about grass-fed meat. If you have to eat meat, use it more as a condiment rather than as a main course. Don't think of what's the main course. Oh, steak. And then add a little vegetables with it. Think of what is the main course? Oh, I'm putting together this vegetable dish. And I might add a little bit of steak on top of it to give it some chew and some flavoring. If you're into meat. Now, if you're not into meat, that's even better. I personally find that being a pescatarian works for me. I like fish. I love salmon. But I don't think that eating a lot of meat is all that healthy. But that's a personal choice. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I'm simply going to say, eat more greens. And I do mean non-GMO greens. I mean greens that are organic. Go to the farmer's market, get your greens, get your kale, get your Swiss chard, get everything there, and eat fresh greens daily. I suggest if you don't do anything else to raise your vibration as far as eating is concerned, a big salad every day. One of your meals has to be a big salad. Do that, okay? Number 16, stretching, tai chi, yoga. I can't explain what happens to your body when you're doing tai chi or yoga. Something amazing happens to your body, but even more amazing is something happens to your energy field. Something astonishing happens to your energy field. So maybe find a yoga class. There's a lot of them that are free, and they're at the schools or the churches, and you can attend. You can find, if you're older, you can find chair yoga or soft yoga. If you're young and want to just kick it up, you can find the yoga where they turn the heat up all the way, and it's just whatever works for you. Number 17, essential oils. Let me give you a simple recipe. Try this. Try this for 28 days. You're going to raise your vibration, which means what? You'll be attracting more of what you desire. Try lemon. Mix a little bit of lemon. Some orange. I like it more lemony than orange, but you can play with that. If you like it a little bit more orangey than lemon, that's fine. Then you're going to add some lavender. You're not going to add as much lavender as you did orange and lemon. And finally, you're going to top it off with a little bit of sage. Put it in a bottle. Get one of these spray bottles and add some water and vodka. Yeah, vodka. Who would have thought? You can add a little vodka in there. Okay. Add a pinch of Himalayan sea salt. That helps the water and the vodka and the oil blend together. Shake it up and spray and use it all the time. I have one on my desk. I use it every single day. I cannot emphasize it enough. Okay, number 18. We're almost done. We're getting through this. Number 18. write out your affirmations. Okay, I know that you are using affirmations, you're saying them, but have an affirmation journal. Maybe you can share it with the gratitude journal and write out your affirmations on a regular basis. You don't have to do it every day. I think it's better to do it every day, but you don't have to. But you can do it from time to time when you feel inspired to write it out. That solidifies it again, just like the gratitude journal. Okay? Number 19, light charged candles. So every color has a different vibration. Fire, real fire, as it burns, vibrates at a very high frequency, by the way. When you hold your hands around your candle and you put your intention into it, and then you light it, you are raising your own vibration, your own energy field, but you're also raising the energy field of the room in which that candle is being burnt. So we have a candle going 365 in the office. We switch it up. We switch it up from time to time. Okay, number 20 goes without saying, prayer. Deep prayer, not rote prayer, not memorized prayer, deep prayer. Talk with God. Talk with the universe. Talk with your higher self. Prayer. Every day. Okay? Well, there you go, 20 ways to raise your vibration today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and share this podcast and click the bell icon if you subscribe, because we want to come to you live. And that's one way of knowing that we're on, is by clicking that bell icon. Have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.